news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
I am perfection! Perfection!
What's up? For those that love Martin, this is Random Wrestling, episode 52. This is our 1 year anniversary! Hooray! I am Puda KD, your favorite host here, one half of the World Tag Team Champion, which we should be defending in spring break. I'm joined here by the man who needs no introduction. Well, actually, he does. He will. The Twin of Worlds champion. Been here since day one. Been on every episode since last March the 11th. This is Doomsday. What's up, sir? Thanks for coming.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hi.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day. All right, now, to bring on the heel of the show, coming from the Isle of Samoa, you know why, this is Mofo Magic, the eater of meat.
Pop cocked and ready to rock. When am I getting my royalty check?
Look, man, we'll talk about that after the show.
Come on, Mr. Heyman. Where's the royalty check?
Don't come at me with this right now. We're doing intro. We're a minute in. Damn. Shit. next person here. This man is unbelievable. I went to his Rob's brutal home, and now we live in Rob's brutal world. This is Rob Frankensteiner of the Almighty.
That's me. I haven't been here since day one, but man, damn it if I don't bring on the viewers, listeners, whoever listens. I think Mark. I bumped up 5 to 8. I don't. Who knows?
Bring the marks to the show, man.
No, I was going. I was actually going off to Mofo a few days ago. I'm like, you know what? Are people really listening to us?
Got it. They should.
And he's trying to reassure me. I'm like, man, we got all these damn good shows. Where's our viewership? Where's our people? Why don't you contact us? If you see me in the street, say something.
And also, if you listen to us, we will be. You'll hear this a couple times tonight because I want to start to
throw
things out there a bunch of times.
Promote it.
Live next week, next Thursday, we will be live on Grant EM Radio. And I think we're taking calls.
We can hang up on people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Click.
Nope. For all you marks that want to yell at Mofo Magic or rant on Rob Frankensteiner of the Almighty.
Me and him will be ready for any artillery that you will prepare to throw at us. And you will fail, pretty much.
Bring your weapons.
All of you will fail.
Bring all your ammunition. Bring your mama. Hell, bring your grandma.
Hey, I'll drop you your mama.
Bring Hulkamania with you.
It's off Dean Ambrose fans since 2005.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not doing it for the ladies. We're doing it for the marks.
All the marks. Smart marks. Dumb marks.
Oh, I thought we were doing it for her. So we're not doing it for her?
We were, but now I feel like Common. I used to love her.
But after you showed your dick.
Damn!
People change when they get older. People change when they get older. Alright, so now let's go ahead and get with the show. First off, here's a question for y'all. How's the build to WrestleMania? Y'all looking forward to it?
No.
You guys want to go first?
We know what your opinions are.
I get to go first?
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely psyched for WrestleMania. Psyched for WrestleMania, baby. Absolutely. Did you see my man get air on the whole authority?
Oh, my God.
Popped up like the Undertaker on their asses, took the pin, and got up like he was Dean Ambrose. 14 people up. And then he gave Seth Rollins a spear that was so damn hard, Seth Rollins changed his name to Tyler Black again.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
He gave Seth Rollins a spear so damn hard that Seth Rollins' dick got hard. Got back on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I want to be the first to
oh, my God, King.
We've been talked about.
Oh, my God, King. Seth Rollins pitching a tent.
It's all blurred and shit on the screen.
Right. Pixelate that.
Oh, my God. It's just a big WWE emblem on there.
Right.
Oh,
I'm actually, and this sounds really strange to say, I am super stoked for the main event, obviously, and the Intercontinental Ladder match. But how, for some reason, why do I feel worse for R-Truth for being in this match?
It's one of those.
Like, they literally could not find anybody else. They were like, oh, fuck it, let's just put R-Truth in it.
Yeah. They gotta have at least one black guy at WrestleMania, right?
If I was looking for Shelton Benjamin.
No, I don't know about that. Them looking for Shelton? Shit.
Well, you remember the black guy ladder match credo for like 8 years?
Oh yeah.
Remember Shelton?
Well, if it wasn't Shelton, then it was Kofi.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think what, Kofi and them got a tag team victory Monday? I think Monday was just all fucked up from what I heard.
From what I heard, that was like the worst Raw top 10 of all time from a lot of people. That's what a lot of people were saying.
The end was cool though.
I didn't watch any of it, so I can't say.
I just heard it was two good parts. One was the Undertaker point with Bray Wyatt and the whole chair going on fire thing. And the last part was Paul Heyman's speech with Brock Lesnar. That's the only good point that I've heard about it. Them stealing the belt, the Intercontinental title. Just sleight of handing that shit.
It's like one of those, what, are we treating it like the hardcore title now?
Well, fuck the
title. No, not really.
Fuck the title. Motherfucking Wade Barrett hasn't won in, like, a couple of weeks. I think, like, his record is like,
they are literally treating the Intercontinental title like an episode of Benny Hill.
Thank you.
I'm expecting, and WrestleMania, instead of having a ladder match, they should really just fuck us all over. And have, like, Dean Ambrose just run out with the belt and then have all five guys chasing them. And then, like, they all get the shenanigans together. Like, Wade Barrett falls over and starts shaking his fist. And then Daniel Bryan accidentally fucking sees meat and can't eat it. And that's how fucked up they made this Intercontinental ladder match is. It's basically, it reminds me of an episode of Benny Hill.
Can you explain to me what Benny Hill is?
All right, young boy. All right, young man.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is what us old guys know, so go ahead.
Yeah, back in the 80s, when wrestling used to come on 11 o'clock at night, before that came on a show called Benny Hill. It was a skit comedy show set in Britain.
BBC, baby, and, BBC.
Right. At the end of the show, you can YouTube this, they used to have a skit where literally, like, he would do something, and would go,
and running away the whole time. Yeah.
And literally, that's what it looks like. It looks like Dean Ambrose is running with the belt, and you have five guys chasing him, like, and talking all fast. That's what they should make the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
It will probably be not as entertaining as the match itself, but it does the same thing WWE wants it to do, so shit.
it's one of those things. Whoever has the Intercontinental title, just be prepared to lose and look weak. Before, you know, somebody else wins it from you, because like, that's how much...
Everybody else has been in the Continental Champion. I didn't see them lose this much. Like, Barrett has no victory over anyone, I don't think. And if he does, because I don't remember.
So pretty much means that they don't care about Wade Barrett. And they don't care... Yeah, ooh. Cesaro, what's he doing? Oh, yeah, he has a tag title.
Yeah, and they lost to fucking... Wait, did they lose to Los Matadores, or did they lose
to
New Day?
No, they didn't. I don't think anybody's going to lose to Los Matadores.
No, I heard they won. I heard Los Matadores won, and the New Day won, and everybody was like, ew, what the fuck? Huh? Yeah, because the New Day beat the Usos, I think. I think it was just all
the New Day, the Ranting Wrestling sponsored tag team, by the way.
Yeah. Since day one.
I don't understand. And, I read this on the Twitter feeds. People were just going nuts. About this match, this is not what they wanted, boo-hoo. They added the tag team match between AJ Lee and Paige against the Bella Twins. And everybody's like, why isn't this a four-way for the Divas Championship? Divas Championship not going to be at WrestleMania.
Hold on. Okay, I gotta let me get this out of the way. These are the same people that are always, you know, complaining about, hey, let's give Divas a chance. You know, why do they only get this long in matches? Why can't they make these titles matter? Crybabies. And yet when these matches happen, they're going to the bathroom. They're tuning out. So stop complaining. Be happy they even gave them a Divas match at WrestleMania. Granted, it's probably going to be less than 10 minutes, but this is the way it is. You know, you can do all your whining and complaining and all that. WWE is going to do what WWE is going to do. You know why? Because fuck you. That's why.
Fuck you, that's why.
They're still going to make their money, people. And you're still going to watch and bitch and moan and complain. But, I mean,
I've gone off on these idiots before. They're hate watchers. That's what they are. They do it out of spite. And I can't do it anymore. You people are just not worth any of my verbiage.
Can't wait till we book this whole show. I think that's like 2 weeks from now.
we got seven matches
total so far.
I've had it booked for months.
Like, we got seven matches confirmed already. Of course, the Undertaker and Bray Wyatt will happen. I think they said that was the best build out of all the matches that they had so far. That's what I heard. I don't watch Raw.
Whoever says that is a fucking idiot. Because if you have listened, I know you haven't, but Paul Heyman is selling the shit out of this main event. Yeah. Paul Heyman is putting out promos that would make the baby Jesus cry. Like, Paul Heyman is doing an awesome job. And to be honest with you, I understand the Reigns hate, but when the fuck is a fan going to get over this? They're now fucking booing him just to boo him. Because the thing is that I can understand the Royal Rumble. You wanted Daniel Bryan to have bad booking. He had a good match, a very good match against Daniel Bryan at Fastlane. He's had good matches.
Which people will probably say was because of Bryan.
Right.
Of course.
The thing was, what was the other thing? His promos are too long. I have not seen Raw, but he hasn't had a promo over 3-4 minutes. In a while. Like, the last couple weeks I've watched, he hasn't had, like, the 20-minute Triple H promo. They stopped having him do that. They basically had him come in, be ass, kill, and leave. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Heyman saying, you know, well, this guy's a fucking savage, and this, that, the other. But the Undertaker hasn't been there. I mean, the Benny Hill situation is true, but the Intercontinental title, they're trying to get you interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Paige and AJ Lee match against the Bellas, there's a reason behind that. Now, granted, you have to watch Total Divas to see it, but that's a bit of good build. I mean, it hasn't been... Yeah, The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt, I mean, I don't think that's been... Anybody who says that's the best build is because they're trying to... And by the way, the Cena-Rusev match, which we have not talked about, has been a tremendous build.
Yeah, I was hoping that up next.
Made that happen.
If you people don't think that Rusev's one of the top guys in that company, you're on something. That Rusev's fantastic. I don't know what else can be said.
He's the champion of the United States, goddamn.
You know, it's one of those things. I always should hate him because he's playing a xenophobic Russian. No, this dude's one of the best guys on your roster.
And he sells.
Sells.
That was a used car, man.
The ankles, always.
Always, yo. All right, well, what about the build between Triple H and Sting?
I guess so. I mean, yeah.
I think for a lot of people it's just a meh match.
Yeah, because Triple H.
I just think that for us four, we kind of know this has been happening since Survivor Series, and I don't think any of the four of us have been super excited about it.
No.
Like, I don't remember any show or listening to any show where people were like, yeah, you know what we need? Sting versus Triple H. I know we said we'd rather see Sting versus Triple H than Sting versus Undertaker.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Is it because we've seen him in TNA already and we know what we're getting?
I do like, I like Lee's theory. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, they don't know what it is.
Don't you love how WWE just totally glosses over the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't exist at all. Like, he, like, what happened? Well, WCW closed down and this thing just left. Did he go to, no. He, his 14 years of his life have been erased like his name was Chris Benoit.
Right. They're like, who?
No. Right. Wasn't he a TNA? What's a TNA?
Oh, what?
TNA?
A minute.
You know.
What's a TNA? You mean Ring of Honor?
Yeah, they heard of that. They heard of that.
That's of course.
They definitely heard of that.
That's what they posted
in NXT. Right. I know, right? But I mean, as far as the build to WrestleMania, I wasn't expecting them to have bad Raws or subpar Raws going into WrestleMania. Because normally, from what I've seen past couple of years, their build to WrestleMania has been kind of good. At least from February down to March till WrestleMania. And then after that, they shit the bed until SummerSlam. But I don't see a lot of people excited. They might be excited for maybe like one or two matches, which is fine. Because the show still might be good. Remember, folks, WrestleMania is $10.
I was going to say, people are probably more excited for all the stuff before and after WrestleMania. Like all the Evolve cards, the Ring of Honor cards, PWG is having a pretty stacked card. Yeah. A few days after WrestleMania, New Japan has Invasion Attack a few days after. So people are like completely looking. I could be totally off base, but I would think that they're more so looking forward to the Evolve shows, the Ring of Honor shows, the PWG stuff, the WrestleCon stuff, the New Japan stuff, more so than WWE.
If they're not, they should be.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got so much. And we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about that a little while earlier, later when we go over some of the stuff that WWE is doing. In case you didn't notice, they have this thing on their front page where they, you know, they do those surveys, they do those polls.
Oh yeah.
And they say, "What independent promotions are you watching?" And they have a ridiculous amount listed, or at least the big ones that people know of. So, in case you see certain people from your favorite independent promotion show up in WWE, you'll know why. But I'm totally with Mofo. Be excited about that stuff. Seriously, when you complain about all this WWE and build for this and the build for that, all this indie stuff and, you know, New Japan and everything that's out there before and after WrestleMania, don't miss out on it. Seriously, you're missing out on a lot of good wrestling. Go ahead, Mofo.
I was going to say, also, for Pootie, GSW might be announcing some shows after WrestleMania.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the heads up, though.
I know you did it in anticipation.
I have, actually. I have. I can't trust Jeff Jarrett right now.
By the way, I read an article on, I was reading the review of Ring of Honor 13th Anniversary. And how funny, or what would the fuck happen if Carl Anderson said, "I brought a tag team partner, and his partner was the chosen one, the man with the stroke," and Jeff Jarrett came out with a fucking guitar.
The stroke.
Dude.
The stroke.
Wow. That wouldn't have been funny.
if you were at a Ring of Honor show, and he said, "I have a member of the Bullet Club coming out," and that's who the fuck came out, well, you wouldn't say anything, because you would just be a straight shot for
Sleep
Bobby. Right. Like, of all people, you bring in Jeff. Jeff Jarrett doesn't suck by any means, but no. That is not my choice. He's not even my backup choice.
Thought you'd see him Ring of Honor.
You would never expect Jeff Jarrett to walk that damn curtain. In Ring of Honor? No. Hell no. When a Bullet Club shirt.
I see Hulk Hogan before I see Jeff Jarrett.
Dude, first of all, you know they ain't gonna be too sweet in that anytime soon.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're gonna have to start giving that.
Vince McMahon's a dick.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we're putting people out here. This rant and rush anniversary.
It's hilarious because Mofo does this stuff where he'll just out of nowhere. Vince McMahon is a dick. Just And then he'll get into it. It's just, I love when he shots. This McMahon's a dick.
Well, why is that?
McMahon is a dick this week. I feel like this should be a segment. Like, it would be a lengthy segment.
If you really roll with it.
Yeah, like, there would be a part where it'd be like, this is why Vince is a dick. It's a different one. Vince is a dick this week because apparently the Click, he is trademarking the Too Sweet Me sign for merchandise. Well, the thing is, the Young Bucks have a shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com with the Too Sweet Me sign, so nobody will be able to merchandise the Too Sweet Me sign, which is the signature sign of the Bullet Club.
One of. They got the gun thing.
One of. Yeah, so, hey, they might want to keep practicing.
Yeah, I'm about to say they better chill out.
Because Vince McMahon's lawyer speaks all the languages.
Right. I know, right? The fuck's a Bullet Club? I know that's what he said.
Right.
You know, Young Bucks, AJ Styles, Jeff Jarrett. Oh, Jarrett!
Oof.
I know, man.
Paul, you told me you added all this together.
Well, shut it down. Shut it down. No chance.
I wonder how, once again, everybody in wrestling hates the Young Bucks. I've never heard anybody, maybe Kevin Steen, maybe say legitimately in any shoot interview or anything, you know what? I like the Young Bucks. Those are two good guys.
Young Bucks got to make their money, yo. Didn't say you were saying what?
I don't even remember what I just said.
God damn, bro. Okay.
Do you guys know anybody? Jim Cornette shits on him. Vince Russo shits on him.
Oh yeah.
Okay. He don't like him. Rob Van Dam doesn't like him. Yeah, they found a way to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're over. So it doesn't matter.
Over.
Everything is nullified because they sell merch, and they put asses in the seat. Not just in merch, but in Japan also. Too sweet. Or fist pump. Can they do like a fist dap or something?
What you're going to do is they do the fist dap and then the Bullet Club gun after it.
Right. Like,
knowing them, they probably still fucking do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
this week, the Young Bucks are dicks. They super kick at the Walmart. It's like, damn. Every greeter, super kick out.
I can't imagine, like, them getting fined and shit. And then you see somebody be like, too sweet, and they just be like,
We can't. What do you mean? The camera's not even rolling, dude. Just know. Vince McMahon.
Or that awkward thing that Ring of Honor does sometimes when they have a tape show and you can tell they took out a part of the match.
Yeah.
You're watching the TV show and all of a sudden it just jumps. You're like, wait a second, I was there. Where the fuck was the elbow drop?
Right. That kind of shit. Why is he wearing a different uniform from what I saw? He's wearing red in here. I saw him wearing blue. Oh, man. Matter of fact, speaking of Ring of Honor, me and Doomsday went to the wrestling show this past weekend for Ring of Honor's Conquest Tour down at the William J. Yeah. Not a bad show. I think it was better than the last show. The last show we went to with the tag wars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Lot of people. Way more people than I expected. I heard it either could be Joe or the fact that Washington D.C. now can get Ring of Honor on the TVs now. I think at like 1 a.m. or something like that. But
okay.
Tons of people. Like normally packed.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I don't know the real reason why. Cause like we've gotten our seats or the seats we were just stealing. It was still coming in. And I was like, damn, like the first intermission match, like not intermission match, you know, the dark match between, what's his name? Romantic Touch and stuff like that. They were still rolling in. And I was like, damn, I never, ever seen them have that many people in Maryland. Not even at the Dew Burns. Yeah, not even in the Dew Burns. A lot of freaking people. And yes, Captain Awkward did make it.
Yeah, I ran into him like 3 times.
Ooh.
I saw him taking a group picture with Bullet Club t-shirts, and I just went
three awkward times.
Dude.
The last one was, like, super awkward because he started talking about, like, going to the gym and training and shit. And I'm like, you?
That's what Kenny King said to him.
Yeah. You know, it's a new story every time we see that guy. Shout out to Captain Awkward. I hope you listen. I mean, the show, like I said, the show was fine. I enjoyed it. My client did look at the lights. Everybody has their day. Bobby Fish lost to Roger Strong, which I thought one of the best matches. I only had three top matches. Bobby Fish, Roger Strong was really good. Of course, Samoa Joe and Kyle O'Reilly. And Samoa Joe was intimidating live. Oh my God. I was just looking at him and was like, man, I ain't never fucking with him. Ever.
Let me ask a question about Samoa Joe, and maybe someone can answer this for me on the podcast that I already know the answer to.
Uh-oh.
Why is it that every fucking
so why are you
Samoa
asking
Joe?
Question?
Because I want to know the answer. Because I want to hear the answer that I want to hear.
Okay.
So why is it every time I see somebody, they have a graphic of Samoa Joe is coming or Samoa Joe versus this guy, they put up that motherfucking picture from 2003 like nobody noticed.
Dude,
yeah, no. Every time, yeah.
Should be like 2005. You can be like, you can tell how young Joe is.
Yeah.
Because he's not as fat as he was. Like, no, he's fatter. He's bigger now.
Back then, he gained some pounds.
Yeah, he gained some pounds. He still moves the same.
Yeah, he still moves the same.
But still, you look at that. I saw someone try to, because I think he's facing someone this week, A.R. Fox, on the show. They have motherfucking pictures of Samoa Joe up, and I'm like, that shit's from 2003.
Well, they don't have time
to
go grab the TNA clip. You know they gotta ask Dixie and shit. Actually, they're probably like, fuck this. Put this up. And they didn't, so I guess they had that.
Yeah, or Samoa Joe, like, you bet not put that picture up.
You know. I know, right? Fuck you doing? You know he all calm at first. Fuck you doing? He's like, nothing.
Cause they put the old ass picture of Chris Hero up. They did the same thing with him. It's from 2011, before he left. I recognize that picture.
Well, same brand, a picture from like him 2005, the fucking the Superman emblem on his chest and shit. That was old Hero. He didn't have that much facial hair back then. They had another good match that I brought up. The Young Bucks in the Kingdom was actually really good, and it started off. Well, the shows. Had the, okay, I'm gonna keep calling them Knights of the Round, but what are they, the Rising Dawn, is it?
The Knights of the Rising Dawn, KRD.
The KRD intervened in like two matches. ACH Boom match, and the Young Bucks match.
Kingdom. Yes. Yeah. You know, speaking of, like, charging in, fucking one of them, you could, like, once it airs on TV, you could see, one of the dudes fucking brush past me as he's climbing over the barricade and shit.
Doomsday is behind me. I'm watching the match. Doomsday is behind me, and all of a sudden, like, he nudges me forward. So I'm like, okay, what's your fucking problem? And then this dude just put the rim and just jumps over the rail. I'm like, oh shit, you know. And then he tried to No. This is what happened. After he cost him the match, he hopped on the rail and ran back to where he went, and I had a chair, placed right smack dab where he had to jump. And he looked, he stopped, paused, and in his brain he was like, I can make this jump. He did not make the jump. He jumped crotch first into that chair.
Crotch.
So, he just took it like a man and ran to the back. And then it happened again. It happened a second time when they came out and cost the Young Bucks in a Kingdom match. I think it's the same dude. I don't know, but I saw the chair and we moved it, and then he just ran out away.
Yeah, we did move.
Then we saw the same dude. It had to be a different dude because he had on a different hoodie. But he was in the crowd like a little bit farther away from us. But we could see him with the mask on, so he was basically planted there. And then his mask was off, but he kept the same hoodie on. So I was like, that's the dude with the mask on. I was like, why the fuck didn't he take the hoodie off? It's so obvious that he's him. But it's not no one I recognize. So.
A tape of someone just fucking talk to the guy while he's standing still, like staring straight at it. Because those guys, they're always like in the crowd. I was like in the crowd. I like to see some marches be like, so hey man, how's it going? how do you like wrestle for Ring of Honor? Like,
yeah.
And the guy's like sitting there, like having a high five and getting ignored. Like, it would be the greatest thing ever.
Now, like I said, the show was fine. Now it's time to get serious about this show. Naturally, the first part is not going to be serious because, you know, you're going to have drunk fans in the crowd every show.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to talk about the wrestling first at all?
We will eventually.
Okay, because I have a couple problems with the card from what I saw and everything.
Okay.
So, but I guess if you want to go through that first, I mean, it's up to you. But my
I'm going to go with these fans first. The first one, like I said, there's going to be drunk fans at the front, whatever. But then he had this sign that kept saying, let me ring the bell.
Yeah, Lord.
For the entire show. And the guy, they was harassing this guy. White dude still had that glass on, looked like a straight up target. And they just kept harassing him after every match. Ring the damn bell. Let me ring the bell. Oh my God. They were right next to us. Right next to us through the whole show. Ring the damn bell. No one's going to let you ring the bell. If he rang the bell, he was definitely going to get in trouble. That was
you would get fired. You would get fired.
You know,
definitely.
You want to make the fans happy? Why don't you be a fan?
Somebody needs to ring his bell.
If it was me, I had the hammer in my hand, swinging it around, and then I'll be like,
you would think about it.
I'll be like,
I might not do it. I would definitely think.
I'll be like, you want me to ring this bell? Yeah. You want me to ring this bell? Yeah. Here we go. Drop the hammer right on the ground. They'll boo me right off the building. That's number one. I can stand that. Streamer guy.
God I wasn't there then.
You. Listen, I know you're a good guy. You mean well. I get that. Mom is cool. Shout out to mom. But
I do.
Every chant was from him.
Everyone.
Every last one. And we were there. Dude, they get the stats real quick. If you got them with you real quick. This man started. Yeah, we took notes on this. We was ready to rant. So, mind you, he started every single chant. Every this is awesome. Every, you know, super kick
party,
bullet club. Don't worry, we got the stats for you, sir.
Super kick party chant?
But that's a part of the chant.
But, like, here's basically... During the whole show, there was 8 "This is awesome" chants,
and
2 "This is wrestling" ones.
There's 12 matches. Eight matches can't be awesome. That is a 75%. This is awesome.
Yeah, that better be a G1 card where everything's like 4 stars and above.
That's like WrestleMania X7.
Yeah. That's like the best. That's like the best of Super Juniors 94.
Right.
Something
that's like,
the early Ring of Honor shows where everything was fantastic.
That's like the NWO WCW 1996 card that gave you shit you never saw before.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Cruiserweights at the beginning, old people at the end.
He would say, "This is awesome" during the match, and then I think he said, "This is awesome" after.
After the match. Yeah.
First of all, I'm just like, I get you doing these chants. I understand it's just you, but we're all watching the same thing. Let it
now,
be doing.
I got a question. Now, how many of these matches, because you only said you really only had like three top matches, how many would be awesome? You know, when I'm in a crowd and I say something's awesome, it's because it's 4 stars or higher.
Actually,
I think the atmosphere can get you too.
The atmosphere can get you too. Don't get me wrong.
The Tanahashi Bennett match was pretty average.
Right.
Watching it, but there we were chanting it.
Four matches. I forgot the AJ and Mark Briscoe. That was actually pretty good too. But it was like, in matter of fact, no. This is where I really caught it at. Mark Briscoe comes out and AJ Styles comes out. Ding, 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 the beginning of the match starts, "This is awesome." And I was like, are you kidding me? They didn't even lock horns yet.
Mark Briscoe.
I could not believe it. Mark Briscoe and AJ Styles, that was good. It was actually really good. It was, I meant to say four matches.
10 years. I've been waiting for 10 years for AJ Styles to get the fuck out of TNA so he could face Mark Briscoe.
Right.
Well, Cedric wasn't there.
Not Jay. Not Jay.
No. Jay Briscoe faced Jimmy Jacobs. That was actually okay. I think he did. I didn't count when, but I knew for a fact he counted the AJ Mark Briscoe one.
And he said, I can even say AJ Styles is Ciampa. I'm not a huge Ciampa guy, but that match I probably could understand it. Kyle O'Reilly versus Samoa Joe. That sounds like two great styles together.
Yep.
But wow,
they had to do something.
Now wait, he had 8 matches. Now from what I know at least 2 of the matches had jobbers.
Yeah.
Because
three. They was bringing the jobbers out left and fucking right. War Machine got jobbers. Who was facing Cheeseburger and Brutal Bob? Fuck. I can't even remember who that. I think that was the Decade, I think. Was it?
Yeah, I think it was the Decade.
Yeah.
Right? No. It was the House of Truth.
One thing, my man better not go to Raw.
Oh, right. Donovan Dijak, the television champion, Jay Lethal. They ever offered him to be in the House of Truth with Jay Diesel and company, and Jay Lethal.
And tell me, don't disappoint me. Tell me that you guys did chant 44, that's me, baby. Get some cold cuts.
Hell no, that's good stuff, bro.
Aw, oh, shit.
Don't worry. If you watch the
episode from this week's Ring of Honor TV on Ring of Honor ROHWrestling.com, you can actually hear the cold cuts chant.
Okay.
When he was wrestling.
I'll check it out, man, yeah. Cassie told me. She was there. She fucking hates Moose. Right. hates Moose. Oh, my God. And I sat with him during the second half. And I was like, where's mom's at? They was like, yo, mom's ain't here. She's over there killing it in the bowling tournament. I was like, oh, shit.
What?
Yeah. Mom's ass.
Mom Zeus has her own ball?
Probably. Oh, man. It probably has, like, Ring of Honor shit on there.
Right.
Probably got, like, the Bullet Club symbol on there.
Oh, my God. That was fucking dope. Ain't no
the mud flaps. Yes.
Yeah, the club one. You know, the bowlers gotta have that glove so they won't get that carpal tunnel and shit. You know?
Right.
Yeah, got that joint autograph signed by AJ Styles.
Right. She super kicks him when she wins?
Dude, and I wanna see a trophy. If y'all listening, which I hope y'all are, show me the gold. She probably didn't want no trophy, she probably want a belt. World champion, bowling. I'm down. So, yeah, but she fucking hates Moose. Moose what? He was Moose this match, I would say.
Yeah,
he is getting better, but he was Moose this match.
Yeah.
To your point, Caprice Coleman did what he could. It was just a Moose.
I'm disappointed with that.
We are
disappointed, man. Hope that guy got a full time gig on commentary.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. But I like the third episode was just jobber filled. I think what Will
Ferraro was on it.
Yeah, that man. He fucked up. Ord.
He must have been listening to the show then.
He works hard though. I wouldn't. Oh man, that's a lot. He was getting powerbomb after the match. Powerbomb. He was about to powerbomb through a table, bluffed on it, left the ring. Caprice Coleman comes out. Elgin comes back in the ring to powerbomb him, and he powerbombed Will Ferrara again.
Yeah.
And then he went on to have a second match with War Machine. That ended a disqualification. Elgin smacked the fuck out of Ray Rowe with that chair. And it was a plastic, too. He Chris Dickens
has it.
Fucking
that,
Ray.
That sting. It got that stinging pain.
And, you know, the plastic ones, they're a little bit lighter than the metal ones. And
it's the Elgin, stinging pain.
Yo, he hit him so hard, and Ray Rowe didn't even sell that shit. He got up and was like, dude, what the fuck? The fuck you hit that? Like, he got right.
Any War Machine chance? Did Terry get War Machine over?
Yeah, that was
War Machine.
Oh, you know he was chanting. He had to chant everything. It was not the crowd. Let it be genuine. It's a wrestling show. If we want to chant it, we'll chant it. You don't have to tell us when we chant.
one thing, piece of paper, like he first of all say that piece of it could be piece of paper on the floor. That man chants everything.
This is awesome. Soon as the match starts, no, I'm sorry, it is not AJ versus like I don't know Okada or something where you can only see it there in America. Not like me, but it was Mark Briscoe.
It's not even Joe versus Styles versus Daniel too.
He might pass for that. Yeah,
he might pass out. He might pass out before that.
Well, then maybe we can all start our own fucking chant besides boo. That's the only one we can do. Just fucking boo.
Yeah.
But like I said, he's not a bad person.
I don't know how he gets his voice so high. Thing is that he cheats too. I'll start a cool chant. And he fucking does. Did he at least do the Joe's gonna kill you?
He dashed it like 4 times.
Oh yeah, that was a lot. Yeah,
you can't. No. Fucking fraud.
Yeah, Joe fucking came out and talked to Briscoe first, and then Joe came out at the end of the show with O'Reilly.
Yeah,
he did it during the fucking face off.
Dude, believe me, he chanted everything. I promise. Got it.
Yeah. Watch
them.
Yep.
I mean, is it really his job? Because if it is, he deserves a raise. He's fucking killing it right now.
Next intermission, he's going to chant bathroom break.
Yeah.
Bathroom break.
Number one.
Like, there's a car out there. So
buy your t-shirt.
It's like,
buy two, get one free.
Oh, my God.
ROH, wrestling.com. Wait a second. Like I'm being brainwashed.
Right.
He goes outside for a smoke break.
Subliminal messaging going on here.
Goes outside for a smoke break. Comes back inside and someone's lights on. Someone's lights on. Is it a Honda? No, it's a Toyota. It is not my. He's going. He will start every game. If we start our own. Someone's double park. It's like it just keeps going, and only he can start the chant. No way, we can start our own chant. But I mean, he's the loudest one there, and he has a new protege who is like second coach.
What?
Oh God.
Okay. He's not a bad dude either. He's actually pretty cool. He's not that bad, but
Wait. When you say protege, you make it sound like my man's got a Shannon Moore than his Matt Hardy.
That's what it is. Oh my God! That's exactly.
I want to teach you how to do the streamers from start to finish. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, how many streamers you got? 200.
You know,
203. It was on the test.
Probably don't remember his face, but you know who it is. Remember the guy that they said this is back in the D-Burns. Remember the guy that proposed to that lady?
I think so.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Remember?
Stuart chanting. No. And then
we said, you fucked up.
Yeah, I told her.
She was so embarrassed. I don't know how the fuck that marriage happened.
That is a bullshit.
If that's the same guy, ask him. Did it happen? Because she, man, my wife would not have been pleased.
No, I just know that we said, I was like, dude, we said that shit. We said you fucked up. But he was like, I mean, it's a wrestling crowd. What you expect? He's probably stuck in this. He was right next to him. Like I said, Matt Hardy, Shannon Moore. He was right next to him. Okay, he's not as annoying, but he's still cool. Cool people. But when the show starts, you gotta. What do you do? I don't have an answer. I don't want to tell him what to do. But damn.
I mean, okay. I'll try to make it clear.
Shows obnoxious or something, right?
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, boisterous and, you know, enjoying yourself at these matches and, you know, but it's gotten to the point where it's just, you're being obnoxious now, okay? If you're the only person chanting for anything out of, I don't know how many people are there, let's say 500, 600, maybe, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, there's something wrong with me. Because it's just like, if I found myself to be doing that, I'd feel a little awkward, to be honest. You know, you shouldn't have to feel awkward at a wrestling show or anything.
And we're not trying to say that the kid should stop, but if you're the only guy doing it, just you know, cut it down on the
field. You don't have to say it. I'll say it.
Yeah, say it then.
You should stop. Like, if you are the only fucking person, at some point, you are trying to get yourself over.
Yeah.
And to do that means that you just don't give a fuck about anybody's feelings.
I mean, yeah, they're fans. All right, when you're a fan, you can basically just do what you want, just don't go overboard. But it's not like a WWE show, because there's a hell of people there. But when it's a small venue like that, even though it was a lot of people at this show, this particular show, we can still hear you. We can pinpoint where you are when you start these chants. You're not in the bleachers. You're front freaking row. Both of y'all. But it's like you said, if you're the only ones
I will say this, okay? Let me not completely be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Like, he brings an energy that you would like to see. Like, if every fan, you know, was like that, the crowd would be awesome. But the thing is, at the end of the day, it's a lot of fucking work when you're trying to get into a match.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it takes the appeal away of big moments. You know, that I have to sit there and, you know, you are chanting, this is awesome, for a fucking piece of paper that fell on the ground because you saw a big fucking move. Like, let the fucking psychology happen. And the thing is, also another thing, and I hate to, and I'm the old guy on the porch about this.
Hold on. We're talking about independent wrestling having psychology?
Yeah.
That's possible?
What? Yeah. There's that.
You gotta believe that.
Okay.
Not to be old man on the porch about it.
It's fine.
But this is part of the fucking reason why people don't learn shit on the indies. Because, quite honestly, it's fucking, you have these fans who just want to see these big fucking moves.
Yeah.
And they don't, and the guys come out. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories about how guys will sit there and tell veterans in the, veterans, well, hey, did you hear the crowd? Who the fuck cares what the crowd says? Like, you don't draw money. And, well, you know, well, I'm going to continue to do what I do. Like, that's just how it is. So, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, he brings an energy that I sometimes wish I had after the show, but at the same time, I'm not. If I go to a Ring of Honor show and he's not there, I'm not exactly missing him.
Because
after, how many times have we, how many times has he been to a Ring of Honor show with us? The past probably 5 or 6?
Yeah.
At this point, god damn, shut the fuck up. Like, I hear the same, he says the same shit every fucking show. And it's just, you either get some new material or you retire. One of the two.
Hang the boots up, man.
Right. We'll pop a powerbomb or something like that.
Yeah.
That would get a This Is Awesome chance. Stop.
Yeah, it would.
The fuck? You know, he's not gonna stop. He's gonna keep doing this. Forever. You know, he loves it way too much.
Oh, yeah, but he gets sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking workout for him.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, like I said, if you're a fan, you know, act crazy. You're out there on your off day to watch some good wrestling. You're going to watch good wrestling when you go to Ring of Honor shows, but, man, all the chants, like I said, they're not genuine. They're just on command. You know?
Like you're going through the motions.
Yeah.
He has wrestling ADHD. Because he acts like sometimes he needs a chance for shit. if you watch him during a fucking show when there's nothing to chant, that motherfucker looks like he's itching.
Yep.
Like he can't wait for something to happen. Like he's just looking at it, man. It's a suplex. Okay. Oh, Elgin's about to lift him up. Like when Elgin tries to lift someone up and he can't count, He gets pissed. He legitimately gets upset. In his face, he goes, man, I didn't get to count.
It's true. No, he's right.
Yeah.
I noticed that at, I think, the New Japan show, everything. He just, I got a chance. Like, he went from a Bullet Club to a This Is Awesome to a Fuck TNA back to a Bullet Club in about 15 minutes. In about a 6 or 7 minute promo.
Talk about when he was at the New Japan show?
Yeah.
Yeah, New York. He just had to get out.
He was fucking over as hell over there, too. Remember, he was over there yelling at the crowd, talking about, suck my dick, them fuck mothers. Yeah.
And they all went off on him. It was great.
Yep. They definitely did. Like, he's back. Like I said, this guy got some heart, man. He comes back. Yeah, I ain't going to stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
You know what I think it is, and I'm talking for Robin Wave. What bothers me is the whole streamer guy gimmick. No.
Yeah.
You're a fucking person who enjoys the show. You don't need a t-shirt. You don't need to make it known that you have fucking streamers. You don't have to be called the streamer guy. You have a real fucking name. Just be a fan. Ever since fucking ECW went out of business, we have these fucking fans who, for some reason, think they need to be part of the goddamn show.
Yep.
Get them.
You always had these we're going to be the next ECW crowd. No, you're not. It was just organic. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yep.
You can't be that.
I'll even go further than that, okay? You know, we're going to get a little deep on you people, because that's what we do. We get real deep on this show occasionally.
Anniversary show, bitches.
Anniversary show. This is the Catalina wine mixer. This is the pineapple juice. This is, we mixing everything. We got some Grey Goose. We got some Smirnoff. We got some whiskey. We got everything. Briscoes are over here.
That pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice.
Love that.
Anyway.
Love that pineapple juice.
Somebody once told me that if you want to do charity, I think Jay-Z even said it in a song. I don't know the lyric, but it's like if you want to do charity, you do it behind the scenes where you don't bring, you know, the yourself out into a light that, hey, you see what I did for Mofo last week? I gave him $200 so he could take his kids and his wife out to dinner because I'm such a good guy. No, yeah, just give him the $200 and be done with it. You know, it's one of those things. This guy could just give people streamers, not make a big scene. You know, chant for stuff that he needs to, and that's it. But, hey, we got to get ourselves over. Are you being paid to get yourself over? No. You paid your money for a ticket to enjoy a show so you can escape from your miserable life for 3 or 4 hours at a time, and that's it. That's all that you're there for, plain and simple. So, I don't know. I'm tired of the fans, whether it's him, whether it's a fan having to get themselves over. I remember way back when there was a CZW show, and I think, I want to say it was Eddie Guerrero just died. And everybody's like, let's take a moment of silence for Eddie Guerrero. And one of the fans was like, fuck that guy.
What the fuck?
And we've been over before. Certain wrestling fans are just that. They're just scumbags. That's what it comes down to. And, Until certain people get out of that mentality, there's going to be people like us here who will shoot you down. We have to. We have to keep certain people in line because, you know, hey, we can take over the show. No. What are you going to do when they stop coming to the William J. Myers Pavilion? What do you do when they might stop coming to Baltimore completely because of a few asshole fans? Think about it. Because the more you know. Yeah.
All right, how about this? We're moving on from the whole fan thing. I think we got all the stuff out now.
That could have everybody's, you know, I think I speak for the whole group most of the time.
Yes, thank you. Here's something that I've been listening to. The guy from PW Punters, the guy that always shits on Ring of Honor, right? He always talks about selling shows.
The guy always shits on Ring of Honor?
Yeah, he can't help it. He just needs a reason. I forgot his name, but I know him by voice because he has a speech impediment. So he talks about wrestling shows. Shut up. Wrestling shows that are advertised with no matches. And his example was either the King of Trios for this year, and Ring of Honor, New Japan, War of the Worlds, the Wednesday show. He found out it was sold out for Wednesday. And he was like, that was really crazy. I wouldn't have did it. Because there's no card. So why would you buy a ticket for something you don't even know what they're going to show.
Like Mofo said earlier, atmosphere. You're in the 2300 arena. This might be the only time you could see certain New Japan guys in the States. And that's what you're going to get.
Now, but would y'all, if y'all had a company, would y'all do the same thing? If y'all had a big super show that's in like May or June or whatever month you want to have it, you would sell tickets to that show without putting out any card.
I mean, I know PWG has done it before when they only announced, you know, like the
Mystery Vortex.
Mystery Vortex is where they only announced one match. And because they have such a loyal fan base, they're going to sell out. I remember when ROH would do the unscripted stuff, where they would, you know, you never knew what was going to happen on that show, and they would announce one match, and they did decent for it. Do I think it's a good idea? It depends on how, loyalty, I guess, and maybe it's one of those things where certain people might not be able to see New Japan in the States. And it's the only chance I can get. And, hey, it's in Philly. And there's a lot of people. You know how the wrestling fans are in Philly. They love pro wrestling there. Smarkiness or not, they just love pro wrestling. And do I think it's a good idea? I don't know how wrestling business models work. I really don't. So I can't speak on whether it's a good idea for Ring of Honor. I can't speak on it. Whether it's a good idea for, say, Dreamwave if they were to do something like that, or PWX or AIW, because it's different for each company.
It's like this. Like, okay, yeah, they have a fan. They have, like, a fan. You'd be like, hey, man, you going to that Ring of Honor New Japan show? You'd be like, yeah, when is it? It's in May. It was like, all right, cool. Who's wrestling? You'd be like, I don't know. They didn't announce it yet. It's like, what? Okay.
It matters. I mean, there's a lot. What you're saying, though, okay, so let me, it's a different scenario for anybody. That's anything. Like, if I were to, okay, let's be honest. Let's remember what's selling out. And Rob hit the nail on the head. It's the fucking ECW arena. They can rename it whatever they want to. Yep. It's the fucking ECW arena, which is, if you're a wrestling fan, you've heard of it. If you've been a wrestling fan for the past 20 years, you've heard of it.
It's like, it's the Holy Grail. That's what it is.
It's the independent capital of the world, independent wrestling capital of the world, period.
Yeah.
You can't tell me there's any other place that is synonymous with independent wrestling as much as Philly is.
Yep.
And the biggest independent wrestling building in the world, it's the probably one of, if you are a anti-WWE fan, it is two of probably your top five favorite companies right now.
Yeah.
So it's Ring of Honor, it's New Japan, but at the same time, TNA couldn't do it in Philly. But I don't even know if WWE can do it in Philly, but you're going to get, it's one of these things, especially after the show they had. Now, last year's show didn't sell out until they announced the name. But because of last year's show being advertised, last year's show's your advertisement. Like, last year's show is your, this is what this is going to be.
Yep.
When anybody who has a video or anything like that, like, I talked to Lee, and one of his things is, man, I really wish I saw the New Japan show because there was Tanahashi, and I'm a big Okada fan, and, you know, not even the fucking Young Bucks, but the AJ Styles was there, and, you know, I didn't get to see Nakamura and everything. Now, those guys might not come.
Right.
But the fact that if they do, and you miss it fucking twice, come on. I mean, seriously, like, why would you not want to do... Also, I mean, they also had wrestling sites who were like, hey, get your tickets now, or else it's not going to work, or it's going to be sold out. Which, you know, causes a sense of urgency.
Yep.
So, you know, if you read that on PW Insider, you're going to be like, holy shit, I'm not going to take the chance to wait 2 weeks. I'm going to get my shit now. And, you know, all it takes is four or five people to do that. And next thing you know, this shit's sold out. So, I mean, it's a number of things. If I were running Ring of Honor, absolutely I would fucking do it. That's why they have a second fucking show. Because, hell, it's going to sell out. You're going to do a full house.
Right.
You know, it's going to pay for yourself. Now you can buy a second show. You don't have to fly these guys back in. You You have him for a full fucking week. You're paying an extra house so that you can go get an Okada. And because you have double the money you had before. And if, but if I'm Dixie or if I'm even Vince, I mean, I don't know many companies that can do that. The AIW would be able to sell out the fucking Cleveland Teamsters Hall at the rent if they did that shit.
Yeah.
So if they even did it on now, PWG sells out a 300 or 500 person venue because of the aura about it. Without giving, so on that, every situation is different.
Now, I just thought about this since he was talking about other promotions. WWE sells what? The passes for like SummerSlam, like right now. And SummerSlam is like in August. They do it for WrestleMania. When they start selling WrestleMania tickets?
They start selling WrestleMania tickets. They sell WrestleMania tickets are like a huge get. Like I think it's probably, I want to say, right around the time of SummerSlam, like right around July, August. And those shits are expensive. Like they're talking, they're like, yeah, Super Bowl tickets. But like the first row of WrestleMania is like $1,000.
Yes.
And they had those packages that are like $3,000, I think. You get a ticket to WrestleMania, a ticket to Raw.
Yeah.
Hell, bro. Partridge up
there. The Hall of Fame. I think that's a package.
Yep. Hall of Fame, Access.
Yep.
Yeah. A voucher to see Sonny Stitt. All that.
All that.
All that. You know, but well, WWE has like the street cred to do that. You know, they know what they're going to get themselves into. It's like fucking Disney World during that whole WrestleMania. We got all that stuff there. And I believe that Ring of Honor has
NXT
a lot of stuff.
Put out a show. NXT held a show without it being advertised.
Yeah.
And Ring of Honor has like a lot of trust in their fans that, no, like, I think Joe Cole said it, like, no matter what, they're going to buy it, even if we don't even tell them the card that day. They're still going to be there. And like you said, last year, it sold itself, and it didn't sell out until they named everybody on the card. But this year, they didn't even have a card, and it's already done. I didn't know Wednesday was going to sell out that fast. I had no clue. Didn't see that coming. Didn't know they was going to have a freaking Tuesday show. Because I'm still on the fact that they're wrestling on a Wednesday. And now these guys are wrestling on a Tuesday? I'm not used to that. You know, I'm not used to that. I know WWE does it, but I don't pay attention to that. Those are just house shows. You know. But, I mean, hey, if they got the trust in their fans, they're going to do it. I don't think Tuesday show is sold out, or the Canada shows are sold out for Ring of Honor yet. From what I've been told, I think only sold out show was Wednesday. But now that I have y'all's attention for Ring of Honor. Still, one more question for you guys. Now, there is word on the street. The streets don't lie.
Streets don't lie?
The streets is watching.
And I got it from PWP. They were saying that the Briscoes was heading down to Florida.
It's, it's been reported.
Now,
I don't
I'm
going
to do this for y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do this for y'all. If the Briscoes just so happen to leave, both of them, I want y'all to give them 3 replacements. Actually, I could say 4. How about 4? If those 2 were gone, and you had a chance to bring in 4 wrestlers from anywhere to Ring of Honor that you think would be a perfect fit, and I want each of y'all to get a chance to chime in here, who would you bring in to Ring of Honor? And I know it's not Gabe, because you know Gabe will get all the hot talents on the indies. It's not them. It's Sinclair Broadcasting. They do what they want. They got all the power. Who would you bring in to Ring of Honor? 4 guys.
4 guys.
A tag team would count as 2 guys, of course.
Okay.
No women, unfortunately.
Coming anytime. I'll jump in first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm going. Do the top prospect people count?
I think they're already there because I think Beer City Bruiser is coming back and Dalton Castle was at the last show.
Back. Yeah, he's big ass. Yeah, and I saw Mikey Webb.
Big ass.
Yeah. They're keeping some of them. I didn't hear Ashley Six return. I didn't hear the other guy. I forgot his name.
Ashley Six would be one of my guys. I'd bring in. I'm assuming Dalton Castle's there.
Yeah, he was there at the Baltimore show with this
flamboyant entrance. He was there at the Pistons,
The fuck?
Hey, people love that shit.
Ring of Honor
has that straight wrestling style.
Yep.
and so does New Japan, but the fucking flamboyant dudes, the Nakamuras, those guys are the guys that people attract to, even though because in the ring they can still do their thing. So, but I would say actually six. The easy answer is Gulak and Busick, but they're not realistic.
Right.
Yeah.
They're already bringing in Beretta and Rocky Romero.
You would keep them on as a permanent roster member or just some special attraction?
I would keep them on as permanent roster members.
Okay.
Try to think of who else I would bring. Tim Donst is a fucked up kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
He would be great in Ring of Honor, I believe. You know he's gonna chant that fucking Tim fucking Don shit all night, goddamn. Oh my god, you know he is.
I don't think you think he knows who Tim Don is?
He will eventually.
He will eventually.
Like as soon as he finds out, it's a wrap.
He'll listen to us do it, and the second he listens to us do it, it's like, oh, I need to get on that shit.
Oh hell yeah, hell yeah. Oh, I don't even want to say shit now. Fuck.
Monster Mafia. I guess Monster Mafia would count, right?
Weren't they there
fuck
though?
It, sure. Yeah, but they're not permanent roster members. He's just saying making them permanent. Like,
I'm just thinking they might be.
I haven't seen them since like September.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think they might be iffy on them because that whole Elgin issue had happened.
Oh, right.
With all their stuff, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers ain't coming over. Kevin Steen has anything to say about it.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Kevin Steen was loyal there. Kyle O'Reilly's loyal there. He just can't get into Canada that much. He gets his face.
No, I'm saying the Super Smash Brothers are friends with him, so that's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, he don't like I'm not sure. I mean, four guys.
Well, you could just keep it to three.
I could get four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since we're going to have to need a tag team, obviously, let's do the Hooligans.
Oh, yeah. Fat guys that flip.
The fat guys who flip. I think ROH could get something out of them, at least. I mean, I don't know. Trevor Lee, I think if he showed up, he would do good there. And I know how Gabe's going to be with certain, you know, how certain people who work for Evolve can't work for ROH. I might only have three at this point. Just give me a minute or two. I'll think of somebody else.
Doomsday, you got a roster? No.
Andrew Everett?
Yes.
He's coming back, I think. I think he's already a permanent one. He just got hurt.
Yeah, but he wasn't signed, though.
But he was in
I don't think he was signed.
He was there more times than...
He was there, like, what, three times?
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. Remember, he was in the top prospect tournament. And then he was tag teaming with Cedric. And then in the middle of that summer, I think, early summer, he got hurt. And
I got another one. I got somebody else. Since he's already on TV, and since I think they need a Mexican star, because they really don't have anyone, why not Pentagon Jr.?
Oh.
I mean, he's got the Kevin Steen package pile driver. People would love that.
Yeah, I know, right?
He just like...
I'm telling people from Lucha Underground, I've got a sexy star.
Ooh.
That's my bitch right there.
You. Yeah.
That's my bitch right there.
Yeah, sexy star. It's one of your clients. You're on the talk.
Damn straight. Everything I said about Candice LeRae does not apply to her.
Because sexy star always loses?
Man. No, I just like sexy star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know what it is about her. Every girl is sexy. Every girl is a star.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Every girl is sexy. Every girl is a star. I'm about to get powerbombed by Matt Cross.
Dude, you just said Andrew Everett, right? You just said Andrew Everett. That was it.
Yeah. That was
Andrew
all
Everett's a good one.
I would have.
You know, oh, I'll tell you who I really would want fucking ROH, and I do not know how the fuck they haven't gotten him yet. Mr. Touchdown.
That would
Mark Angelo Setti.
I think he's, I don't know, like, yeah, he could be pretty good too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him in there. Keep the football gimmick.
I would have said Dickinson, but after this Kimberly incident, I don't think anyone would want to touch him.
I think, yeah.
I swear, Sinclair would fucking, God damn, Sinclair would lose their fucking mind.
It should have break.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he would last there.
You'll see Hulk Hogan in Ring of Honor before you see Chris Dickinson in there.
Yeah.
Chris Dickinson back. Because he had a match with Elgin, what, a month ago? Or actually a couple weeks ago, I think. With Elgin, I heard he had an okay match. So.
You never know. They are a corporation. They are not letting him.
Right. I think even before the whole Kimberly incident, Tim Donks was kind of seen as a hazard to most companies.
Like,
you mean Chris Dickinson?
Yeah, you did say Tim Donks.
Yeah, you said Tim Donks.
Right? Did I say Tim Donks?
You said Tim Donks.
Ah, oh, fuck me. Yeah, shoot! If he didn't have the messed up kidney, he would be great in ROH.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, his character is one of the best in modern wrestling.
As for me, I would fucking bring Dickinson in just because, just to see if people really know what the fuck happened. If they don't, he's just gonna do his job. And if he fucks up, he's getting arrested. But that's not one of my picks, honestly. I'm surprised you didn't say this, Rob. Team Tremendous.
Oh damn, those are my clients.
Team Tremendous was evolve.
Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying, cause some of the stuff.
They were
there,
but I don't know if they're signed there, are they?
It's hard to
say. I only know they're NCZW, like, faithfully.
No,
Beyond Wrestling, right?
I think Gabe probably would swipe him up, because I think he actually enjoys him.
And you said Biff Busick already, right?
We said we were going to say Biff and Drew, but, you know, the whole, Evolve.
Oh, right, Gabe. Yeah, Gabe don't like
this,
that.
I'm telling you, this is why if Gabe and ROH actually worked together, you would have one of the best rosters, period.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, he would definitely have the all-star roster that he used to have back when he had,
God, you want to say that this is awesome, Chad? Give me motherfucking Inner City Machine Guns and Johnny Gargano versus Styles and the Young Bucks.
Woo!
Yeah.
And the streamer guy might faint. He might faint. Jerk off on the sign
right.
And faint.
And streamer guy would explode.
He would blow his load. He would bust the nuts.
Yes.
He would bust multiple.
Right on the ROH side.
Yep.
Like he would stand up and be like, oh, this is awesome. And then fall out.
Yeah.
And then we get to start our own chance. We'll be the streamer guy.
Yes.
Fucking.
We'll start break off over.
He has a shirt. What is that? Streamer guy or die? What was it? Did you remember what it shirt said on the back?
He's sweet.
No, it was like streamer guy for life or streamer die. I can't remember. But yeah. I will also bring in my client, the Money Matt Cage, because he can talk and he can wrestle. He's a really good talker. And you think Jay Lethal is good, Matt Cage is just as good. We'll take that belt right off. Let me see. Another tag team, the Hooligans definitely will be pretty interesting, long as they don't face War Machine, because it'll be like tall versus short. But they'll be aggressive, and people would draw into them. So, another in the tag team, bring OI4K in. I don't think they're signed to anybody.
They were in ROH for years ago, actually, for like a few shows.
Heavyweight?
Yeah, bring them in. They're really, really good. I think they're just in CZW and AAW, as far as I know of.
I don't think they get in because of their look.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
They got cheeseburger.
I think that's why I said
talk about their look.
Thank you. Yeah. They got cheeseburger. Yeah. Well, cheeseburger got a trunk, for God's sake.
In a major feud, was brutal Bob Evans. So don't tell me they don't care about fucking Book. Bring those guys in.
Cheeseburger got over because of Cheeseburger only got over because of Charlie Haas.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. That was really it. Like,
that was his introduction, though.
Yeah, that's how they brought him in. Now look at him. People popped for that guy on Saturday.
That's because you can have one or two of those guys on the roster.
Yep.
But ROH has this thing where just Dave. Look, they would be Cash's favorite team off the top.
Oh, hell
okay,
yeah.
We all know that, but the thing is that ultimately, at the end of the day, I mean, they're not going to bring them in. I agree with you. OI4K is like one of my favorite tag teams, but they're not going to bring them in.
Just like they ain't bringing Dickinson.
Yeah,
but it's for different reasons.
Yeah, different reasons.
Like they're not going to bring in Dave Chris with his super gut. And Jake Chris with his fucking Kevin Steen look. Motherfucker wears a t-shirt to the ring. They're just not gonna do it. They're just not. I'm with you. I would love for OI4K to be in there. I think they could have great with Red Dragon. They boom everybody, but and I don't know why, because to me, everything they've done to me is entertaining, but no. PWG's the same way.
Los Bendejos, I haven't seen them in a while, but I would like for them to be in.
Talk about
different, you know, bring those guys in. The crowd will draw to them. Or a freaking worst case scenario, just to fuck around. Now, since we talk about bringing people in, what is the, I give you two wrestlers that you would take out of Ring of Honor?
BJ Whitmer and Adam Page.
Whoa.
I wouldn't take out Adam Page. I like that guy.
I like the kid too, but what are you doing with them?
I like Adam Page, though.
Oh, you know the new lackey is fucking Steve Corino's kid.
Yeah, Colby Corino. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Looks terrible. I saw, because I was watching the show.
He looks like a 14-year-old kid, son. Yeah,
he's like, what, 18, 19?
Yeah.
Maybe 20, shit, I don't know. But, yeah, who would you get rid of? You said B.J. Whitmer and Adam Page.
I can't do Adam Page. That's too mean to Adam Page. He's actually a good
kid.
But
B.J. Whitmer, legit.
B.J. Whitmer, what does he have to offer to the company? And even at some points, it's like Roddy, kind of. Because it's like, what are you really doing with Roddy? What are you really doing with ACH and Cedric? Like, it's one of those things. You either push a guy or don't. Or just let him go. Stop shitting on the pop, man.
If you are, like I said, if you're, like, sitting in the hot seat right now, you're the owner of the company, you're just like, all right, we need to get rid of the trash. The first one will be B.J. Whitmer.
And probably, well, I could say Jay Diesel, but...
He just got there.
Yeah, he did just get there.
I mean, hey, it's your company. Would you get rid of him? Him and House of Truth is kind of comfortable for him.
I mean, House of Truth actually works for him.
It's after that.
Yeah, it is that. Because BJ Whitmer is so easy. It's like, yeah, BJ Whitmer, get out of here.
Right.
I don't need you anymore.
It could just be one. I mean, look at the entire roster. You know, even the name that Sharpie said.
All I know is you need to give Jay Lethal a lifetime guarantee.
You get rid of Brutal Bob. That could be one.
I'd be fine with that. You get rid of Brutal Bob.
Yeah. Bring in all the guys you've just named. Yeah, get rid of B.J. Whitmer and Brutal Bob.
I'd say even get rid of Ciampa, honestly.
You would get rid of Ciampa?
Yeah, I would. I don't... I mean, what is...
You don't see him making you any money?
No.
Okay.
I probably got an eat to my face coming for that eventually.
Bofo, you had something? Who would you get rid of?
I don't know if I'd get rid of Brutal. There's nobody on the roster that I look at. I'm like, you got to get rid of them.
Because like, everybody has something to offer.
And everybody has their plate.
Yeah.
Like, even Will Ferrara, to me, has his plate. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't get rid of him.
Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. Nice.
Yeah, he's not trash. He's just paying his dues, boy.
But, I mean, that guy's a good jobber guy. I mean,
Right, I wouldn't give it
to Romantic Touch, it's a funny jobber gimmick. It's,
that's what I would like give everybody it everybody has to play. I see myself not making any money with him. He would be my first chance to go. Romantic Touch, go. Sorry. I get it. We put you in a mask. I get it. You're a cool dude. Great worker. Gotta go. I think he's just somebody else that can fill your spot.
Addicted to love.
You know. You can bring Dalton Castle. Fill a spot right there. Boom. And
oh, my God.
And he gets chance. So, that's how I said. That's how I said.
His boys. Oh, my God.
You need, yeah. You need multiple jobbers. That's the thing. That you need at least 5 to 6 jobber guys.
They had a bunch of jobber guys at the Saturday show. Just go to a local town. Grab somebody.
Yeah, they went to a local town, but I mean, you need that guy like Will Ferrara who's gonna fucking die in the ring.
Yeah, we have Will Ferrara. His name is Will Ferrara. When he gets
up, he's gonna die in the ring. Will Ferrara, Romantic Touch.
Romantic Touch wins! The hell? He should be getting a television title shot pretty soon. That man wins matches.
I don't see anybody in Ring of Honor. Like, in WWE, I can pick out 3 to 4 guys. I'm like, hey, there's no reason for them to be there. There's nothing they do. I can pretty much do that with every company. Ring of Honor's, and maybe it's because Ring of Honor is my favorite company. And I might be seeing it with blinders on, but no, I don't see anybody that I'm like, yeah, Ring of Honor needs to get rid of that guy today.
Well,
I don't know why.
We all know, like, WWE who they should just get rid of. We talk about them, like, what, every show just about knows, what, Kane and Big Show. There's only one. Yeah. I know you see why they're there, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to make no money with these guys there. I just can't.
Well, even Kane and Big Show, but the thing is, like, someone to me, like, oh, I'll be honest with you, Darren Young, and
yeah.
I like them, but.
They can go?
I don't, if I'm Vince, I'm not losing any sleep over losing them.
Right.
Those Matadores, those are two motherfuckers I would have been got rid of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not even thought about it. I mean, even in Evolve, like, I'm not
Brady
exactly...
Kilo Kali?
I wouldn't get rid of Kali. He's a good wrestler. He just got funny hair. Funny.
When they got rid of Scott Reed, I was like, eh, that's no big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Right. That's fine.
The fuck did you lose out of that? Like, and you know what the thing is? The most fucked up part is I would give her the fucking Larry Dallas. He doesn't really do anything for me.
Fuck yeah. But, I mean,
fucked apart. Trina Michaels, to me, is the shit. I love Trina Michaels.
Would you put her on your roster?
Yeah, absolutely.
Larry Dallas gets food. Like, you gotta keep your heat. You know? I would at least keep him, because I hate seeing him. You know, because I know what he brings to the table. He's just nothing. But.
The thing is also is that his problem with Larry Dallas is that we're getting off subject, but Larry Dallas and MSL, like, one of the great things about Truth Martini is he's the only real heel fucking manager with a stable. When you have multiple stables with multiple heel managers, they get lost in the sauce. And, you know, it's just not as intriguing.
Yeah.
Not really around.
Oh, shit. Doomsday, did we even ask you who you want to get rid of?
No, you didn't ask Doomsday.
I don't give a fuck about his goddamn opinion. This is an anniversary show, goddammit.
Ask you about what?
Who would you get rid of in Ring of Honor?
I told you guys. Brutal Bob.
Oh, damn. I thought you just fucking around.
Alright.
Get rid of that motherfucker.
I don't think Doomsday is ever fucking around.
What? He fucks around.
No.
Thank you.
You be fucking around.
Listen, you motherfucker.
Would you get rid of Moose?
Hell no.
Oh, no.
That's his boy.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, not you. Rob.
Hell no. That's my boy.
You keep Moose. Mofo, would you keep Moose?
No, and Moose keeps
it. I'm the fucking biggest Moose supporter ever.
I'm the one who... Yeah, we all love Moose here. We would have him on the show if he wants to come on the show.
Moose. People hate that.
Okay, you know who I would get rid of, but they already have. It's Homicide.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, get rid of Homicide. I don't see me making any money with those guys. So we cleaned up the roster. We added some people to the roster of Ring of Honor. Hopefully making them better. None of it's going to make it worse, because they always going to bring good wrestling to the show. Alright,
I have a question, because I know that Rob said something about independent promotions and stuff like that. Do you consider Ring of Honor to be an independent promotion?
What's the question?
Do you consider Ring of Honor to be an independent promotion?
No. I don't.
It's corporate, man. It's owned by a company.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, then not
if anymore. If you're on TV, if you can get stuff with New Japan to actually come over to the States, if you have pay-per-views, I tend to think that you're not an indie. That, yeah. You know, and you're on television every week. Syndication and all that. So I don't think Ring of Honor's an indie.
Yeah, they're not.
Now, that being said, second side of that, do you think that they're ever going to surpass where they're at?
No, not at the moment. And it's one of those things. It's not because they don't have the talent. They have great talent. It's not because of the booking, which is good for the most part. It's because Sinclair doesn't want to put money into them.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
Money into it, they're done. They got that nice Titan Tron though. That was pretty cool.
Hey, I mean, a Titan Tron's great and all, but
that's how they got.
If you want to be what everybody's talking about, like me and Mofo said, you want to have, if Gabe and them could actually come to some kind of agreement or whatever, and they would be, you know, cool with the PWG guys and all that, you would have one of the best rosters on the planet.
That is true.
Or even better off, if you can get the big star.
Yeah.
If you can get the... If they could find a way, and I know this is crazy, if they could find a way to fucking get CM Punk, they could really make a difference. That, to me, is the one guy who, if I could say, hey, look, I'm bringing this guy in, and I would make it a live special or a pay-per-view or something, I would fucking make sure everybody knew he was coming by, even if it was just commentary or just an interview.
Mm-hmm.
If they could find a way to get that guy so they can get eyes on the product,
mm-hmm.
that would be huge.
Yeah.
Remember, WCW was shit until Scott Hall showed up.
Yep. You all know who I am? I don't know why I'm here. That's what he said. So, anything else before I run through the cards of the weekend and then go to commercial break and then Mofo Magic and get his shit in?
We're all going to get our shit in. That's what we do.
That's what we got to do. Ryan Rutherford's anniversary show. We made it a whole year without getting fucked up. It's great.
We did greatest thing ever. We gave you a podcast you can listen to.
Every week.
Every Wednesday. Thursday, if you want to be technical.
I know what you're thinking, and you're welcome.
Oh.
I know, right? Thank you, Mofo.
Thank you
for the podcast. All right. Ring of Honor is having a double shot weekend. This one is going to be on Friday, March 13th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Friday the 13th.
Hella beer. All right. So, so the matches that they have advertised, hopefully, this is not the full card, of course, but they're doing what I can. The first match they have, this is a Champions Challenge match. What I mean by that is champions will go up against the champions. My clients, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, tag team champions, known as Red Dragon, will go up against the television champion, Jay Lethal, and a Ring of Honor world champion, Jay Briscoe. I don't think we really care who wins this one, right? Okay. I was about to say, what's the name?
Fucking house show. Keep it moving.
Yeah, it is a house show. Nobody cares about house shows.
Come on. Sean Mooney? You never heard of him.
We gotta make sure that the people that's listening hears our answers for the matches. Can't be selfish. This ain't your show. This is his show.
Damn.
Dumb nigga. Alright. Now the next match they have here advertised, the Samoan Submission Machine, Samoa Joe, going up against your boy, A-C-H. And yes,
yeah. Hey, A-C-H, you want a job to somebody?
Again.
Too late.
Again. Well, A-C-H did beat QT Marshall on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard he got two matches in.
QT Marshall tried to do a 450. And that shit just looked disgusting. And A-C-H just looked and was like, okay, this is how you do a 450. Bam!
Straight clowned him.
Straight clowned him. He got that payday, though. Next up, the tag team match of the decade, which I believe is BJ Whitmer and Jimmy Jacobs, going up against the new duo in Ring of Honor, Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta. What is it? It says RPG Vice, but what's the full name of this?
Roppongi Vice.
Roppongi Vice. What is a Roppongi Vice?
Is that
some new shit that young people say nowadays? I don't know. Mark Briscoe against the Beer City Bruiser. Oh, your boy, the Messiah, the Backbreaker, Mr. ROH, Triple Crown Champion, got his own Mount Rushmore, Roderick Strong, the FIP World Champion, going up against Aria Daivari. And Aria Daivari's in, I've seen him a couple times in Dreamwave, and he's actually really, really good. Long as they don't stick him with that old, what's that, those little gimmicks that they give people from out of the country? You know those gimmicks.
What, a terrorist one?
Yeah, that shit. As long as they don't give him that. If they let him do what he does, he'll be straight. He's actually really, really good. And get this guy, Jeff signed, the Unbreakable, Michael Elgin, going up against the Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander.
Sounds like an AAW match.
That's, well... Yeah. It is now a Ring of Honor match.
Oh, son.
It is at his own in Milwaukee. This is a Saturday show now. Like I said, double shot weekend for you people that are listening. Where is this at? Who cares? It's Chicago Ridge. All right, there you go.
Who cares?
What the hell is that? And most of these matches, the championship matches, this is definitely not the full card because they only have like five matches here. Most of these are proven ground instant reward matches. The first one is Ring of Honor television champion Jay Lethal going up against Cliff Compton.
has anybody seen the promo that he cut on Cliff Compton?
With the garbage.
Oh, it was great.
With the dumpster?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely was a dumpster. And he calls it the Ring of Honor champion. He doesn't even announce it as a television title anymore. He's now the Ring of Honor champion, Jay Lethal.
His championship is the only one that matters.
And Cliff Compton is trying to make it a Chicago street fight because they're in Chicago. Ooh. They need a Chicago street fight.
Oh, CM Punk, Chicago.
Oh, my God. Cliffy don't surf. Fuck that, man. Fuck, I don't know. Another proven ground instant reward match, Roppongi Vice and Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta going up against my client, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion.
Why are you forcing yourself to
Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, known as Red Dragon. What was that?
Why are you forcing yourself to say the whole name?
No, you gotta say the name.
Yeah, people don't know, you know. We're in America. We're in America, alright? There's not a lot of smart people. We gotta cater to everybody, goddamn. Unbreakable Michael Elgin, if he survives against the Walking Weapon, he will face Samoa Joe, if Samoa Joe will survive against ACH Psych. And since, it was scheduled for your boy, the hippie, Matt Sydal, with the shitty entrance music, going up against the Ring of Honor World Champion, I hate it. Oh, it's so hippie. Going up against Jay Briscoe, the Ring of Honor World Champion, but Matt Sydal is hurt. He will be there signing autographs.
Yay.
So what they are doing... What they are doing is having a four-way contest between your boy, Roger Strong, your other homeboy, Mark Briscoe, your BFF, Matt Taven, and your arch nemesis and rival, Silas Young.
Silas is back.
Not for the Milwaukee show, but for the Chicago show. But I think he'll be in Milwaukee anyway doing something. I don't know. And the winner of that four-way contest will meet Jay Briscoe later that night for the Ring of Honor World title, I believe. Or it might be that instant fucking reward match or whatever the fuck. So it doesn't matter who Jay Briscoe faces. I would like him for him to face Silas, but watch him face Roderick Strong. Just because he's like the
same. I don't want to face Silas just yet. I don't know how to show.
He can get a shot. I mean, fuck it. Like I said, it's a house show. Who fucking gives a shit? You know he's going to face Samoa Joe for the title anyway, so It ain't gonna hurt. It ain't gonna hurt Silas if he loses. If he loses, fucking just leave the ring. Don't shake his hand. He ain't a real man anyway. Speaking of real men, only real men wrestle at CZW. And yes, they're gonna go back to Voorhees, New Jersey. Yeah, no. It's not my thing. Deja Vu is what the show is called. Saturday, March 14th. The card they have here. They don't even have a match for the CZW World Champion, the Black G's. I'm pretty sure he'll be there, but they don't got no match for him. They got Alexander James going up against Greg Excellent. Drew Gulak against Pepper Parks. Sozio, for some reason, is facing Eric Corvus. Your boys, Team Tremendous's Bill Carr in the singles match go against the dirty, filthy Bucks Belmont. This is a Nation of Intoxication death match trial series for the Wrench Connor Claxton going up against my boy Lucky 13. CZW Wire Championship, the Chainsaw Joe Gacy will face Beaver Boy number one, John Silver, which actually might be a pretty good match. CZW World Tag Team Championship, the champions OY4K, Jade Chris, going up against the former champions, the Nation of Intoxication, of Danny Havoc and Devin Moore. This is a really skippable show. And the No Ropes Barbed Wire match. The No Ropes Barbed Wire match, and you gotta get your hardcore shit in. The Bulldozer Matt Tremont has the rematch against Stockade. And that's it.
Still doing, how many moves do you think Matt Tremont knows? Like, do you think he just skips, like, every fucking class, every day at wrestling school?
No, I think he knows. A hip toss.
Brawl, hip toss, brawl.
Maybe a powerbomb, scoop slam. A senton ain't hard to do. I don't know any moves from Socket.
You know, actually, it's a book by Sean O'Hare.
Don't worry, next show is going to be Best of the Best on April 11th. We'll be booking then.
Hey, that's the one the indie fans, that's the one every other fan likes.
The Marks. Go ahead, call them Marks. It's okay. They can't hurt
you. Yeah. Yeah. The Marks like. I'm one of the Marks that like that one.
CZW
here in April. That's it.
Matter of fact, I believe they have all the entrants here. We'll be booking it when the time comes. They have John Gresham, and the return to Andrew Everett. Up's client Trevor Lee. They have Speedball Mike Bailey, champion Chainsaw Joe Gacy, the rookie, the bad boy Joey Janela, the dirty filthy Bucks Belmar, your boy, the obsession Caleb Conley, the baddest man alive Aaron Williams, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. And I believe it's Killer Elite Squad. I could be wrong, but this is Tommy End. And they are going to be in the Best of the Best this year. So, like I said, we'll book that when the time comes. We'll hit the commercial break. Yeah. Can't wait for it. We're going to hit our commercial break. We'll be right back for the anniversary show. All right.
I will define the things you dream. Go check the scores again. Come out a perfect 10. They broke the mold when they made me. They saw perfection.
Welcome. And wrestling. Couple things. Of course, you can hear us as always on iTunes, on the TuneIn radio app, as well as Podcast Addict, which I just downloaded. You can listen to us on demand on Rant EM Radio. We will be doing our live show next Thursday night, 9 p.m. from there. As well, want to go over this real quick. Also, Rob, I'm going to plug the email address real quick. Of course, you can also reach us on the Twitter feed and at rantinwrestling@gmail.com. Please send us emails. We've only been asking for fucking 30 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still nuts. But anyway, back to it. Got big news for Rant EM Radio. We actually are going to be on there, of course, live next week. Let me run down the shows real quick for there that you want to listen to. You're listening to us Thursday night, If you're listening to the show right now, live.dive on Dave Delay. We are here from 9 p.m. every Eastern time, so pretty much around 11 or 12 or so. You can listen to us on demand. Also, from there, Friday night, the Lex. Lex actually sometimes has a new show going on there. I believe Lee might be going on there doing a reunion of the Ringside Report, which was a show strictly about Ring of Honor. So, very interesting show, but he should have a new show out there for you Friday night. On Saturday night, the Wrestling Call-In Show. It is a call-in show about wrestling. 11 p.m. with William Morgan. That is on Saturday night. These times are Eastern Standard Time, by the way. On Sunday, the Silver Surfer brings you What Are You Reading? A comic book show. Basically, just tell by his name. Talks a lot of Marvel. That's on Sundays at 5 p.m. Two new shows on the network. We want to introduce That Awful Podcast, which comes on at 7 p.m. That comes on from 7 to 8. You can then tear your eyes out by watching Monday Night Raw, and then afterwards put your eyes back into the socket. Actually, you don't need eyes to listen to a podcast. Never mind, keep them out. So you can just keep your ears going and listen to Lee, the Honky Tonk Man, to my Jerry Lawler, the Butch to my Luke, for the Hall of Fame Bushwhackers, my cousin. He's there with Rage or Freaks and Effing Geeks. It's a pop culture show. Very funny to listen to. Very good banter on there. Tuesday nights are the Mothership. The Rant, just at 8:05 Eastern Standard Time. Hit live on TBS and Rant EM Radio. Wednesday nights, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, brought to you by Shining Wizard Radio. It's like listening to me and Rob, only not listening to me and Rob. Mm. So, Japanese Ring of Honor Wrestling. Everything. On Thursday night is the Rexplex, actually a show about indie. And of course, on back to Thursdays at 9 p.m., you get the WCW bookers who were also WCW champions of podcasting. Oh, that is right. You will get the Nature Boy, Hootie KD, the Working Man, the American Dream, Rob Bionic Elbow Drop.
Yes.
Big Sexy, Kevin Doomsday, and yes, your favorite, the Booker Man from New York, Vince Russo Mofo Magic.
Mm.
Listening to us, 9 p.m. on Rant EM Radio. Listen to us, guys. Enjoy it. Booty, go ahead.
No, thank you for the plug there, Mofo. Rob, you got Vince a corner.
You didn't know Vince Russo, huh?
Who? I only know one Vince.
All four of those guys. WCW champion and WCW booker.
Yeah, that is actually very true. Because I was like, did he win the WCW title? I know he had it before. Man, you were a fan back then. But like I said, Rob, you got a corner.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm not cutting into anybody's time here. So, here we are yet again. Down on the corner.
You are, it would be Booties, and it wouldn't matter. So.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't have a time. This is your show, man. Anniversary show.
We know you don't have a time.
I don't have shit. Go ahead.
We realize that. But yes, I am down on the corner out here in the street.
Oh, God.
And this is In This Corner with Rob Frankensteiner of the Almighty, episode number 52, I believe, right?
Yes.
Of Rana Wrestling. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, 52. How about that? We're like DC now. We got 52 universes and all that. Shout out to the comic fans if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to go back and watch matches that I know the results of. People always say that ruins your enjoyment of said match. I know how Breaking Bad ends. That doesn't mean I don't love the journey and the final destination. I know how The Wire ends, but I still enjoy the twists, turns, dialogue, and character development over 5 seasons. I know what happens at the end of Super Mario Bros. Mario gets his shine, he gets the girl, and treats his brother Luigi like a bitch. There are Gru comics. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, thank you. They're a group of comics from 30-plus years ago that I still read and discover tiny details I may have missed the previous time I read it. I know how both Taker Michaels matches from WrestleMania end, and I still get gutted each time with the result. Take Misawa versus Kawada from 1994. I know Misawa wins every time, but that match is beautiful and one of the best matches of all time. By the end, you're convinced Kawada can pull off the victory. It's personally in my top five. Top five all time. It's in my favorite five. Memphis. Memphis is one of my favorite eras, and I still find great joy in Andy Kaufman mocking Jerry Lawler and saying, "I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Jerry Lawler." It's hilarious. Or Terry Funk getting stabbed in the eye in an empty arena match. I enjoy the Raven versus Tommy Dreamer feud, even if I know Dreamer chases Raven for years before he gets his victory. I enjoy El Hijo del Santo's heel turn in 1996, as it was nothing like I've seen done before in Lucha. I enjoy watching early Ring of Honor shows as it represents a moment in time. You get to see your favorite pro wrestlers develop. Samoa Joe, the Briscoes, Bryan Danielson, Chris Daniels, Generation Next, Jimmy Jacobs, Spanky, Homicide, and Low Key were guys I discovered and saw grow during their time in Ring of Honor. I still love watching the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Briscoes from Good Times Great Memories. I still love Joe versus Kobashi, and I think it still stands the test of time as a legendary match that is epic in many people's eyes. I love Roderick Strong and Bryan Danielson's battles. Let's take PWG. So many guys made names for themselves there. The Young Bucks, Kevin Steen, El Generico, Adam Cole, baby, Kyle O'Reilly, Trevor Lee, Chris Hero, Willie Mack. You remember their classic matches or the match that broke them and everything clicked into place. It's great seeing talent get to the top over time, and it's nice to know guys you claimed as your favorite or your guys, your clients, from the start become successful. It's one of those band theories. I know so-and-so before they sold out, before bigwigs were knocking down their doors, before the fame, and when they actually had passion. So you want to know why I rewatch classic matches, classic moments, and classic wrestlers? I look to the past and present to see what the future holds. So where are we headed? Samoa Joe's going to WWE, supposedly. NXT has had an enormous influx of wrestling talent in recent years. The indies are in a golden era. We're practically back to the 1980s in the territories. PWG, ROH, Dreamwave, CZW, Evolve, Beyond Wrestling, PWX, AAW, AIW, just a few names off the top of my head. Purisu is in an amazing place right now. New Japan, DDT, Dragon Gate, Big Japan, All Japan, and Noah have a ridiculous amount of talent. Japanese pro wrestling has not been at this peak since the 1990s. Lucha Libre is in a very good place right now. AAA is making moves. CML has great talent, but needs to do something smart with their booking. And Lucha Underground has found this niche market. The indies with Kara Lucha has been delivering dream matches. British and European wrestling's on fire right now. Revolution Pro, Progress Wrestling, Westside Extreme Wrestling, also known as WXW, 4FW, and Preston City Wrestling are where countless talented wrestlers ply their trade. We're going in great places. I see traces of Jim Breaks in Zack Sabre Jr. I see traces of Rey Mysterio Jr. in Kalisto and Flamita. I see traces of Big Van Vader in the Bruisers of Big Japan. I see traces of Flair versus Steamboat in Tanahashi versus Okada. I see traces of Jimmy Jacobs and the maniac Jimmy Havoc in Progress Wrestling. Wrestling keeps evolving at a pace that has brilliant twists and turns. Now, certain matches, wrestlers, and moments are a product of their time and do not age well, while others have aged like a fine wine
and gotten better with time. So I beg people that complain about how wrestling is not as good as it once was. You can keep watching the Attitude Era. ECW from 1997, AAA from 1995, New Japan and All Japan Pro Wrestling in the 1990s. I enjoy those eras. But in case you want to move forward into the future, rant and wrestling will always be here. Matter of fact, you can go listen to our previous 51 episodes and then listen to us putting up new shows every week and follow us on our journey towards being infamous in this world of pro wrestling podcast. So I'll give you the results. It's always the same. Rant and wrestling always wins. Ain't no doubt about it. Good night! And with that, I am leaving for the show tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry to cut my appearance short on the anniversary show. But you have three great guys here who can carry on for the another hour that they're going to give you.
Wait, maybe. You're hosting the Skype call, right?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I might have to get out of here quick then.
Well, can you like mute the mic and just stay on?
Oh yeah, I'll stop talking. I'll let you guys talk.
Sucks that you gotta go.
Hey.
Happy anniversary, man.
Happy anniversary to all you guys. I love you guys. Thank you, man. Don't tear up, okay?
I'm done.
We still got our pineapple juice. We still got all the drinks here, okay?
I love apple juice.
It's gonna be okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna even do my plugs because, you know, people can listen to the previous 51 episodes.
I know, right?
And you know where I'm coming from. Keep listening to us, man. I know there's people out there. I know I complain that we don't get enough listeners and maybe we're only getting certain people. But, hey, we do have listeners. So yes. Thank you for the few people who do listen. We're going to keep doing this.
Thank you.
Because we do love pro wrestling. We are pro wrestling, as one Samoa Joe would say. And we love delivering this every single week to the people out there, and we get to talk to each other. These are four guys, four friends who enjoy doing this. And until, you know, our hearts beat our last breath, or beat their last beat and breathe our last breath, we're going to keep doing this. Now, hopefully I'm not going to die between now and next week.
I know, right? Thanks.
Yeah, really.
It's going to make it weird.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It would get weird. It'd be like, man, it was...
I was like, wow. Okay. Let's not say that anymore.
Right. I love being on the show, and I'm sure the other guys love being on the show. And we love calling people out, saying our piece on pro wrestling, and enjoying it for what it is. Don't take it so personal. Don't be so serious.
Just business.
It's just business. And we do what is best for business. And with that, I'm going to give you my final for the night. You got faces, heels, and everything in between. Make sure your ass listens to the next episode of Rants and Wrestling. Good.
I gotta stop smoking.
Hell yeah, bro. Chill out.
No, you don't.
Fucking hippie. Fucking get a job. Alright, so, do you have speaking of smoking, do you have any weekends?
No.
You're retired?
Yeah, I don't have shit anymore. Oh, I've had God. Weeks.
Oh, man. Alright. alright, since, Rob left, I'm stuck here with Mofo in a very high doomsday. We're gonna start with the five, I know, right? 5-star wrestlers, baby. It's time. It's time. That's all I'm saying. Mofo, wait, who picked last week?
Mofo did.
pick again. Oh, like, no, give Doomsday side none. Doomsday, pick one.
You know which one's gonna pick?
Hold on. 1 through 14. No, 1 through 6. Fuck you.
Oh, you dick.
1 through 6.
No, no, no. Honestly, one through 14, because people have been on here since forever.
I'm gonna say 5.
Okay, pick another one.
God damn it. 7 then.
Alright, here we go. This is number 7 that he chose. This is by a guy on Tumblr and a guy that's been on our show a couple times, Westside Goth.
Oh, yeah.
This is his 5-star wrestlers that he has for us. And I'm going to start with the first one that I don't even know who it is. It is a guy, person, name Blitzkrieg. I don't know who Blitzkrieg.
Remember Blitzkrieg?
I don't know. Please inform me on Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg was in WCW. He was he's actually, from what I know of, he's one of Jack Evans' like favorite like it's Jack Evans' idol basically.
Okay.
He always fucked with me when Jack Evans said I learned from Blitzkrieg, and I'm like, that Blitzkrieg?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, he was a WCW. Yeah, he was a WCW jobber, like he was a cruiserweight jobber.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, like, apparently he did great work in Canada, but you know, my ignorant ass always gonna do this from Mexico.
Right.
But, you know, mask.
Let's scream. Doomsday, you got any insights on Let's scream?
I don't know who the hell Blitzkrieg is.
No good matches?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
No, not you. Like, Mofo, you got any matches that look like, wow, he's good shit.
Unless you, if you want to watch a Nitro from 1996, I'm sure he's on it.
All right.
But, I mean, there's no, like, he was never really anything big in WCW. Like, he was always kind of a jobber, like.
Okay. All
right. He was that Super Callow section. Remember Super Callow?
Yeah. Like I know who Super Callow. See, that's what I thought it was. I looked him up, and I was like, okay, no, I don't know. All right. So the next person he has on his 5-star wrestlers list is another person. I'm gonna just get out the way because I don't know who this is either. It is La Sombra.
Oh. CMLL. Yeah. La Sombra. Yeah. He's an
actor.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, I really enjoy his work. But most of the work I've seen him in is when he's wrestling for New Japan, because he occasionally wrestles there. But every time I've seen him, he's done some great work. And yeah, that's all I gotta say.
All right, Mofo, you got anything on La Sombra?
All I know about La Sombra is that he's not sexy stuff.
Okay. But at least I know a little bit about the last three that he put here. Next name on our 5-star wrestler list, the great Bull Nakano. Love Bull Nakano. This girl, huge, but people fear her. Maybe it's the hair or the eye makeup or how big she is, but she would like fuck you up legit. I forgot what match I've seen her in. I know it was a cage match, but I forgot who was in it. I think it might have been Kana or something like that, but they was fighting. They wasn't wrestling. They was fucking each other up. You know, hair was everywhere, there was blood. But yeah, Bull Nakano, and I think Bull Nakano was in WWE before, right? Or WCW?
Yeah, she was a champion.
Yeah, she was in WWE.
Okay, yeah. But as far as, like, matches, I know if Sierra was here, she would probably give you a whole list of Bull Nakano matches. Doomsday, you got any thoughts on Bull Nakano?
I honestly haven't seen that much of Bull Nakano. I mean, she has a mean, diving leg drop. I'll give her that one. But I haven't seen that much of her, but I heard she's great.
Alright, Mofo?
Her skirt was flopping in the air when she did that. Man, it was not fun for anyone.
No. your thoughts on Bull Nakano?
I mean, Bull Nakano was one of the first to get me into women's wrestling. I guess because SummerSlam 94 was when I really saw her, and WWE was like, we got this person from Japan, and I'm like, oh, okay. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, Bull Nakano was, I mean, yeah, I mean, she's a good worker. The thing is, you know, she's one of those things that back in the day when WWE was just trying to throw every fucking thing at the fucking wall hoping it stuck. So she had a quick run there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Bull Nakano. Alright, next person. Another female. This is, the mother of Paige. This is Sweet Saraya Knight.
Sweet Saraya.
What I know from her, I know you don't fuck with her. Because you want to talk Bull Nakano's tough. Saraya Knight is just as tough. Well, she was like Shimmer World Champion in like her 40s. And yeah. Fucking had that shit forever. Not forever. But a long, like, title reign. And she's, like, old as shit. And she would talk down to you no matter how big you are or who you are. She'll look at Samoa Joe and be like, oh, yeah, you ain't shit. Fat piece of fuck. You know, you ain't gonna fuck with me. I dare you to swing on me. You're not gonna. And if you swing on me, I knock your ass out. You know, that was just it. And good thing Paige doesn't act like mother. God bless her. She's probably a great mom. But no, Sweet Saraya Knight, no one to fuck with. I think I saw her in the match with fucking Eric Cannon, at AAW show one time.
AAW.
Yeah. Mofo, you got any thoughts on Sweet Saraya Knight?
No.
No?
No.
Tuesday.
I haven't seen much of her myself either. She was pretty good for what I saw in AAW, but other than that, like, I don't have much to say about her.
Oh, Rob said, look at Aja Kong versus Bull Nakano for those that are out there looking for new matches. Go watch that shit. It's on YouTube. It's a good thing. And the last one, I saved this one for last. He said he just did this one just for, you know, fucking just to fuck around. The last person on the 5-star wrestlers list, former Ring of Honor world champion, the second Ring of Honor champion, Xavier.
You've done Xavier. I swear you've doubled up on these.
No, I don't. I write down every name that we use. We talked about Xavier before, but I think that was before we got, oh, you know what? Remember when we did every Ring of Honor champion, every Ring of Honor world champion, we talked about them in rank, basically. Yeah. We talked about every champion there. That's the only time.
What episode was that on? Do you remember?
It was early. I know it was like, it had to be 1 through 10, maybe. Maybe. It was early. I know that for sure, because I couldn't wait to do it.
Gotcha. Go listen to that one, because I'm not repeating myself.
You don't even remember what you said about Xavier. Get out of here.
I know I said something. That's good enough.
Okay. Dizzy, you got any thoughts on Xavier?
I have not seen a single match.
You've never seen Xavier before?
Nope.
Never seen Xavier? Man, you gotta watch
what
this.
What the
you
hell?
You gotta come over and watch the fucking... Never. You gotta watch Joe kill him.
Look, fuck him up. Yeah. Like, he was good. Like, he wasn't bad. But he wasn't supposed to be Ring of Honor champion. I don't know what Gabe was doing. But, because it seemed like at the time, the champion at the time was what, Low-Key? And Low-Key around 2000. You said what?
Low-Key only had one defense.
Yeah, he had one defense against AJ. And the second champion, I believe everybody wanted it to be freaking Christopher Daniels. And they're both in the same group that was in the Prophecy. And then they did the swerve on everybody. And they gave the new championship belt to Xavier, and everybody's like, oh, this, I don't like this at all. You know? I don't like this at all. So everybody wanted him to fucking lose. And then all of a sudden, the Reign of Fucking Terror, Samoa Joe came at, and I think that was what, his fourth match in, something like that? It was real early. He didn't hit like 10 matches at all. But Samoa Joe came in there, I'm going to watch this match after I'm done talking to you guys. Xavier against Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe just let him have it. He didn't stop. He beat the shit out of that man. And that's what started the long title reign for Samoa Joe. Because Xavier, man,
He got fucked up. But he was good. But he wasn't what everybody wanted to be.
No, he wasn't.
He was good. He had to kiss your ex.
Yeah, he was extremely underrated.
Yeah, but it's like, when he won, it was like, yeah, he's cool. And then he won the title. It's like, no, I was wrong. You know, it's what Ring of Honor does nowadays. You know, when people win the title and after a while he start hating them. Started with Xavier. Let's just say that much. He has history. And mind you, Ring of Honor doesn't even bring up his fucking name. They'll bring up Danielson and Nigel and CM Punk. They'll bring up Elgin. They might even bring up Davey Richards sometimes. Kevin Steen. Austin Aries, because he won it twice.
Yeah.
They never say. Maybe Homicide. Maybe even just Homicide. They do not say Xavier. And I don't even blame you for not even seeing the Xavier match. Because there probably are none now. Okay? unless you have the old DVD. You know? But
you could see Xavier versus Samoa Joe on the year one DVD or the year two DVD. So you can see that.
Yeah, like, it's really early.
You might be able to watch the Loki versus Xavier match. I don't know if you can get that on the year one DVD.
I don't know about
maybe.
That.
I gotta go look at it.
Like, I remember him facing Loki, but I don't even know what show that is. But everybody was like, whoa, it was supposed to be... Okay, it's like the Authority. It's like, yeah, you want Seth Rollins to win, but all of a sudden fucking Joey Mercury wins the title. Just fucking weird. Yeah. Shit just is not gonna make sense. You know? But he did what he could. And people hated him.
It's not that bad. You think Seth Rollins is gonna win the title and Kane wins it.
Okay, that was a bad
word.
That was a bad example. But you get what I'm saying. Somebody wins that belt other than a person you want, you're not gonna like it. And then Samoa Joe won it and kept it forever and they liked that shit. I don't even think they booed Samoa Joe unless it was some other favorite. But
they were cheering the shit out of Austin Aries by that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was super over.
That's a really good match. A really good match.
Mm-hmm. And it was what, the last match? It was a final battle. Final battle. It was their final match. It was actually really, really good. But yeah, that's it. That's the 5-star wrestlers from Westside Golf. Like I said, he's on Tumblr if y'all want to find him. Just be like, what the fuck you put Blitzkrieg on here for? Go find him. Other than that, that's
my favorite part. That the 5-star wrestlers list, the one thing I noticed about the one consistency, you motherfuckers try to fool us. And yeah. You keep fooling us, but you keep still like, I'm going to be the one to fool them. We have fucked up is that we don't know a lot of people.
I don't know Blitzkrieg. Somber.
No, but like, I mean, we get, like, Cash was like trying to WCW jobbers.
Scotty Riggs and fucking Lasertron. Yeah, he said Lasertron with, who was really, Hector Guerrero? Something like that. And, there's another troll list that I kind of enjoy when I saw it. I was like, okay, I actually like this. No one's top tier, but it was just really funny. So there's a spoiler alert for whatever number y'all fucking say. Well, that's not fucking 7. But that's it. Yeah, they'll try. They'll try. But, they do. Actually, before I leave the show, I got 3 new clients. Yep, had a nice round table meeting with these guys. Got them on a Skype call. They signed contracts, and now they're going to be hanging with me. The man of the champions, Puna KD. One guy is Shenron, the alternative champion in Dreamwave. Second guy.
He ain't shit.
Watch your mouth, boy. The second guy is Prince Pretty, Tyler Breeze.
He ain't shit.
He ain't never gonna be shit.
He ain't shit.
That man is gorgeous. I don't know what to talk about. Adam Cole got to run for his money. He ain't being Roman Reigns. His hair too good. We already know that shit. And the third client that I have just signed, the biggest heel in wrestling right now, the Dirty Daddy, Chris Dickinson.
Chris Dickinson.
Yup. I got the best face Dolph Ziggler and the best heel Chris Dickinson. To the pay window, baby. Shit. It should be your son. Ain't nobody else going to take him. I'll take him. I'm going to make hella money. Y'all going to boo his ass and put money in his pocket. Fucking Marks. You got any plugs for you guys?
Same marks as always. Listen to the show next week. Big show, live show. So please listen. Please support us.
Oh.
Definitely would love it. Not much else for me.
Same deal with me. Doomsday519 @tumblr.com. @JoyDoomsday on Twitter. Doomsday519 for daily motions.
All right. And I ain't going to plug my shit because we got to go. I got to finish this essay for Friday. And I didn't really start yet, so I need to get up on that. I'll make it happen, yo. I never procrastinate.
Write a bunch of nonsense.
Like, I never procrastinate this far. I know my essay would be done already by, like, Monday or Sunday. Shit. I need to stop hanging
with you. I have my midterm, and I've not even started yet.
See? I've never been this
late. Sunday.
Right. It's due Sunday, but thank God she pushed it back. But, like, man, I don't even know when spring break is. Like,
it's
anyway,
like April 2nd, I want to say.
Like, I know one of my other friends, he got fucking spring break was last week for him. I was like, dude, it was still snow out there, yo. Like,
what
the hell?
Yeah. That ain't even worth it. Yeah, it's not even worth it. You deserve another one. Your spring break was cold.
Count.
Shit, at least the weather getting better now. But thank God. Make all this snow melt. All of it. All of it needs to go. But alright, that's it. Mofo, would you like to close out the great anniversary show?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the anniversary show. Remember, support your local Roman Reigns chapter of WrestleMania on the WrestleMania Bus Trip. We appreciate it. Appreciate the support, everything. Thank you all for listening to us. Remember, live next week, Thursday, 9 p.m.
Call us.
Yes, call us. We'll give the call out number then. But listen, Rant EM Radio. So thank you so much. And remember, what's
the last
thing again?
Stay live.
We'll see you next week, you marks.
Let's Express.
Mark. You know how hard you try.